It's 6:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado Senator Michael Bennett says the House impeachment managers have done a good job in laying out their case against former President Trump. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Bennett says the presentation was powerful, with video clips bringing back the feeling of that day for all the senators present. He says impeachment managers clearly laid out the conduct that underlies the charge against Trump.
This trial has nothing to do with vengeance against Donald Trump. It has to do with justice and the rule of law, and I think they've certainly met that standard.
Bennett doesn't know whether it will change any minds. He says he hopes fair-minded senators will put partisanship aside. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
The trial resumes this morning, and our live coverage from Washington begins at 10. Amtrak CEO Bill Flynn's priorities for the national passenger rail system will support trains like the Southwest Chief that runs through southern Colorado. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
In a letter, Flynn asked Congress for $1.54 billion to keep the trains running through the end of September and restore daily service on the system's long-distance routes that were cut to 3 days a week last year due to the pandemic. Flynn also requested better ways to address issues resulting from sharing tracks with freight railroads. The National Rail Passenger Association's Jim Matthews says currently Amtrak has to rely on the U.S. Attorney General to enforce track access rights.
As you might imagine, trying to get the Attorney General of the United States to focus on something as small as late trains on the Southwest Chief, that's not going to go anywhere.
Other priorities outlined in the letter include creation of new routes under 500 miles that could include Colorado's Front Range Rail Project and a trust fund aimed at long-term planning that isn't reliant on annual federal funding. For KRCC News, I'm Shauna Lewis in Pueblo.
The cyber attack that hit the University of Colorado system may be bigger than first reported. CU spokesman Ken McConnellog says even those who weren't users of Acelion, the file-sharing product that was breached, may have had their data compromised.
So there are 450 users of this service at CU. You know, the reality is it's tens of thousands of records are sent using their service.
CU officials are still reviewing the contents of compromised files. The FBI is investigating. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.